Proverbs 2:20-22 starts off with first some instruction. Walk in the way of good men and keep to the paths of the righteous. And then we're given a promise. For the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the treacherous will be uprooted from it. Now when it begins, walk in the way of good men, that reminds me a lot of Psalm 1 that basically says, you know, a person is blessed who doesn't walk in the way of sinners and the ungodly, and that instead we look to what God wants. It says the law of the Lord, but in our case it's the word of God, and you know what God says that we are to do, and we delight in those things, and then we'll be like a tree planted by rivers of water. Now a lot of times we focus on the rivers of water where we're nourished, but we actually first need to look at the rooted part. That's what takes place first when we're living in a godly way, a righteous way, in a way that we're trying to align our lives with how God wants us to live. Then it's like we're given roots, we're given stability, we're not tossed to and fro by, you know, the ways of this world and the wiles of the devil. And, you know, speaking of the devil, we are in spiritual warfare. It's a topic our church is dealing with right now. And it's also been a subject to some of my writings, spiritual warfare, the armor of God. Our verse said, started off, walk in the way of good men and keep to the paths of the righteous. Now, one of the parts of the armor is the breastplate of righteousness. And if you think about what a breastplate does, is it protects your inner organs, primarily your heart. A breastplate protects your heart. And what a heart does is it pumps blood to the rest of the body. Now, taking that to a spiritual level, righteousness, living in the way that God wants us to live, it gives us stability. It helps protect the heart of our Christian faith that pumps lifeblood to the rest of our spiritual body. It brings stability to our spiritual life, which is what we were talking about with Psalm 1, being planted like a tree. We're given stability. And, you know, here's the thing. Whether we're strengthening the breastplate of righteousness, which is important, or we're fortifying some other part of the armor, you know, our shield of faith, our helmet of salvation, you know, the other parts. What we're doing when we're trying to make our armor stronger to protect ourselves and to bring us stability and protect us against the devil, what we're doing when we do this is we're increasing the Lord's territory in our lives. The Israelites and Joshua back in the Old Testament, you know, the book of Joshua talks about how they went into the promised land and they, you know, God gave them command to drive out all the people from the land. And they didn't do that. They drove out most of the people, but they didn't drive them all out. And they paid for it. I mean, the whole rest of the Old Testament after that, it deals with the results of them failing to completely drive out the people. And, you know, there's this New Age philosophy that says, you know, you can't have good without evil, you can't have evil without good. And that's basically garbage, because where God increases, evil is driven out. And that's what we're doing. When we use our spiritual armor, we are allowing God's territory to be increased in our life, and we're driving out the wicked. We're driving out wickedness and the evil forces from our life, and it's important to do. You know, we can't just keep sitting back. We need to become engaged and look to increase God's territory in our lives. You know, it's through obedience that we can have spiritual stability. So let's pick up the armor that God's given us and let's use it with lots of prayer, but let's use it and increase the Lord's territory in our lives.